Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. When he had gone out, Jesus said, Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Sometimes I wonder why they set out the pericope the way that they do. Our gospel lesson today begins, when he had gone out, without identifying who he is. Do you have any idea who he is in the scripture? Who's gone out? I know, the usual answer is Jesus to almost any question, right? Right, Callan? Yeah, exactly. Almost any time that the pastor asks a question, the answer is Jesus. Here the answer is not Jesus. Here the answer is Judas. And Judas had gone out. Because this is occurring just before Jesus is arrested. Judas has gone out. In John's gospel, this is a moment of betrayal. Not the kiss, but leaving Jesus, leaving the relationship, that is a betrayal in John's gospel. So Judas has left the room to do what he needs to do. And Jesus turns to the rest and reminds them that their time with him is short. And he tells them that he gives them a new commandment, love one another. Now, how in the world is love one another a new commandment? Hasn't this been a command all along? We know the two great commandments, right? Love God, love neighbor. How is love one another a new commandment? It's a new commandment because Jesus is at the center of it. Just as Jesus has been loved by the Father, Jesus has loved others. And just as they are loved with such an infinite love, they are to love others. This last Tuesday at Bible study, we shared a variety of verses that influenced hymns or songs. And it's perhaps because of that that this particular song came into my mind. It is one that was written more than 60 years ago. It didn't become popular until 1967. When a group called the Young Bloods recorded it. And it has as its chorus, come on, people now. What comes next? Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. You heard that one before? How many of you have heard that one before? I'm expecting Callan not to raise his hand on this. You've never heard this before, have you? How about your mom? Has she heard this before? She reluctantly shakes her head. How about you, Rhiannon? Have you ever heard this before? Your mom needs to introduce you to this song. All right, it's called Get Together. And it begins, love is but a song to sing, fears the way we die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why, and then how's that chorus? Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. And it's right now that most appeals to me, because that really is what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying the time is short, and what we need to do right now. The loving of one another we need to do, not sometime in the future when it's convenient, when we have the time, but right now. And his command to love one another is not just a command to you and you and you and you. It's not a command to us as individuals. It's a command to us as a community of believers, that we as a community of believers need to love one another as Jesus loved us. Which sounds simple, but is really very complicated. How can we love as Jesus loved us? How do we acknowledge that we are loved with such an abundant, overflowing love that we can't contain it? And then it needs to spread out into a world where people don't feel loved, where people aren't so sure that God is even relevant. How is it we take what we know, what we've experienced personally, and spread it to others? In this song, it says, some may come and some may go, we shall surely pass. And I was thinking about that as I was cleaning up this morning. Those Easter lilies that looked so beautiful a few weeks ago don't look so beautiful now. And that's just the way of things. That we're here for just a brief moment. So some may come and some may go, we shall surely pass. When the one that left us here returns for us at last. And I don't know if this song was related at all or inspired at all by our gospel passage today, but I like to think that perhaps it was. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, when Jesus comes back, we are but a moment sunlight fading in the grass. And so come on, people, now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. That's what Jesus is saying. Right now. Do it now. Love now. And it's interesting that he says this after Judas has left the room. He has given to Judas the same love that he has given to the rest. Judas chooses to leave the room, to leave the relationship, to leave his Lord. You know what happens to him. And the rest, as much as they think that they're going to stay faithful to Jesus, we see what happens once Jesus is arrested. Once he is forced to carry his cross, once he is crucified, they flee. Peter denies him. And what we know is that Jesus doesn't condemn any of them. Instead, he continues to call them to love one another and to love God and to do it right now. As I was reading, as I always do, a number of commentaries, this one struck me. This one is by Brian Peterson. And he says, Jesus calls us to this love even when the world remains hostile and sees only foolishness, just as the world responded to the love of Jesus by crucifying him. That is what it means to be a disciple of Jesus, to let loose such love for one another and for the world. In order to live out such loving discipleship, it will be necessary for the church to be reminded of something. It is already the object of infinite love. My little children, as I have loved you, it is that love that will sustain us. And it is that love that we feel for one another, that love that we feel to overflowing, poured out into the world, that is the love that will sustain us all.